Just for the record, then, yes. I'll just say your name again.
Tommy Teagle, head gardener at Lanhydrock.
How do you spell your surname?
T-E-A-G-L-E.
Okay. Right. So, Tommy, what sorts of things have been happening at Lanhydrock? What sort of things have you seen earlier than normal?
Okay, well, there's a lot of flowers coming out much earlier. In fact, the Cornish snow, the camellia here, that's normally flowering this time of year in any case, but it's been flowering at the beginning of November, so much earlier. We've got a lot of camellias in flower here as well. And also, for the first time, the Magnolia Campbelli alba, which flowered on New Year's Day, which is the earliest it's ever flowered. Previously, last year it was flowering in March. It did flower 16th of January, about 4 years ago, but never flowered on New Year's Day before.
So that's the earliest that it's flowered?
It's the earliest it's ever flowered, yes.
And what do you put that down to?
Oh, it's got to be the mild winter that we've been having. We've been having, 12, 13 degrees Celsius. This time last year, we were, in the minus. It's all down to the mild weather.
And does that create any challenges for you as the gardener?
Not too bad. I mean, obviously, it's all coming out into bloom. We'd hate for the visitors to miss the flowers. So they need to pop around and see what we've got in flower here. We've also got the lovely Daphne just down there, which has got the lovely scent on it, as well as some of the herbaceous, the heliobores. The snowdrops are just coming out in the woodland garden as well, so there's quite a bit to see, actually.
Would you say we're kind of coming into the perfect time to come and see the gardens? Or?
The perfect time would be when a lot more of the magnolias are in bloom, and that could be February half term, even towards the end of February. Depends really if we have any frosts between now and then. What we don't want now are frosts, which will make the blooms go brown. The later flowering magnolias will be fine because they're still protected, but it's the blooms are already open that will be damaged.